This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to a Thanksgiving week edition of Issues of the Environment. The pandemic has been hard on all of us, and every aspect of our economy and local farmers are certainly no different. The pandemic has altered how they go about their business, how they reach and connect with customers, and it has also altered the way we have interactivity. So there are some high points to go along with the negative impacts of the pandemic. I'm David Fair, and our guest today is Kim Baer. Kim is the owner of Slow Farm in Washtenaw County. It's an organic you-pick farm. Kim also serves as the Slow Food Governor for the state of Michigan. Thank you so much for the time today, and dare I say, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you.
What exactly is the difference between a slow farm and a more traditional farm?
Well, I guess I would say when people ask me why is it called slow farm, I tell them that we grow slow food. And when they look at me with a question in their eyes about what is slow food, I say, well, have you heard of fast food? And then their eyes light up. Oh.
Got it.
Got it. So slow food is food that's grown with concern for the planet, for the eaters, and for the farmers.
You at Slow Farm are certified organic, which is really different from most of the farms where people can come and pick their own fruits and vegetables, right?
That's true. We're certified organic, and the other thing that's pretty different about our farm is that we grow a really wide diversity of crops. A lot of you-pick farms just grow one thing. But part of what we're doing is trying to show people what a real organic farm looks like, smells like, feels like, tastes like. And so we want people to have a really direct experience of all of the different kinds of amazing foods that grow here in Michigan.
Whether it be the more diverse kind of farm that you have or a single crop you-pick farm, they've been growing in popularity all across the country. And last you and I spoke, you were seeing an increase in the number of people stopping by Slow Farm. Right. When the pandemic hit and the governor issued those stay-at-home orders back in early March, what did that do to your business?
Well, it was pretty challenging to try to figure out what we were going to be able to do. Of course, our first concern was for the safety of our staff and of our customers. And so we had to do a bunch of different things that we weren't expecting to do, including start an online market in collaboration with some of other farmer friends who are share our principles. So we hadn't really been expecting to have an online presence where people came to pick up with no contact pickups. But that was probably one of the biggest things that we did that we weren't expecting. That really got really positive response. Mm-hmm. People were really grateful to be able to get this kind of food in a way that felt safe for them. And then the other thing that we had to do was figure out how to bring people to the farm safely. So we had to set up a reservation system for people to come to the farm. And both of those things worked out really well. I mean, one thing that farmers are known for is dealing with all kinds of unexpected adversity. And so I think, you know, our farm really had to think creatively about how to deal with that. But, you know, all the farms in all of our neighboring farms also really thought creatively to be able to get through that, and I think have seen really a lot of support from our community.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment, and our conversation with Slow Farm owner Kim Baer continues on 89.1 WEMU, and you mentioned a couple of things there that I think should be viewed as positives. You mentioned a greater level of collaboration with other area farmers. Is that something you see that will sustain beyond the end of the pandemic?
Well, I think that the pandemic was really a catalyst for making things happen that people have talked about and thought about, but hadn't really been motivated to have to do. And so I think that it's really created a stronger network of farms and a stronger network of communication among farmers and eaters in our area. So yes, I think that that will continue and that we'll continue to see evolution of those kinds of relationships and hopefully an even stronger like network developing into the future.
And that, of course, can ultimately benefit the community as a whole.
Well, it definitely does. I mean, I think that part of the reason that we saw increased demand and that a lot of farms in our area have seen increased demand is the idea that we need to have community food security. And I think a pandemic is a way of bringing home the idea that, you know, if you don't know where your food is coming from or what's going to happen at the state or federal level, it's a good idea to have farmers close to you that can feed your community. And so I think that that's a really positive thing that's come out of what's been happening.
You also mentioned that you had to change some business practices and use some ingenuity on how best to serve customers, meet with customers, make it safe and accessible to customers.
Right.
Is that something that will also continue beyond the pandemic in addition to going back to how you had been operating?
I think that that was also it was a really challenging but also a really positive outcome because it's given us more options for how we can connect with customers. So now we have this online presence, and now we also have a reservation system that we can use. It made us stronger in our how we communicate with customers when they're at the farm, how we help people with the idea of food safety. And so I see all of that as things that were really challenging to consider, but that have been really positive outcomes that I think will also continue and will also continue to evolve and, like I said, strengthen our farm and strengthen all the farms in our area.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we are talking with the owner of Slow Farm in Washtenaw County, Kim Baer, and this, of course, is Issues of the Environment. Kim, as you well know, with reinstated restrictions and expert health advice on get-togethers for Thanksgiving is different than almost any time that any of us can remember. Is there a direct professional impact to you at Slow Farm as a result of having these reinstituted get-together restrictions?
I think that if anything, the impact has been for people to want to connect more with our farm and to be more interested in cooking at home and in doing things together in their own household. And I think that that's also, it's a very challenging thing to not be able to be with your extended family.
Right.
But it's given people, I think, a different sense of priorities in their, you know, in their home lives. And I think, I don't mean to make it sound Pollyanna-ish. This is a very challenging time, but I think it's also a good time for reflection and thinking about the things that really matter in our lives and things that we have to be thankful for.
Well, you know, every year, pandemic or not, there are a lot of people who don't have those family or friend gatherings to go to, that don't have the means for even daily food needs, let alone a special holiday meal. In your collaborations with other farmers in the area and you at Slow Farm, do you see it as part of the mission to help where you can on that front?
Definitely. And that's been one of the reasons why it's been really important to me to become an authorized SNAP and EBT vendor. Mm-hmm. That's something that's really challenging for individual farms to be able to offer SNAP benefits at their farms. But I have seen that there are other farms that are doing things like letting people pay a little bit more so that the farm can offer free vegetables to folks that might not be able to afford fresh produce. A lot of farms donate their excess produce to food gatherers and other great organizations like that. So I know that all the farms in our area are really cognizant of needing to feed and wanting to feed our whole community.
How are you going to be spending your Thanksgiving, Kim?
This will be my first Thanksgiving at home without my extended family, without my daughter. And so I think that we're going to be having one of those crazy Zoom Thanksgivings where we sit down together with our own turkeys and talk to each other over a computer screen and raise a glass and toast a crazy year.
Well, you know, with a Zoom kind of Thanksgiving, then there has to be more descriptive conversation. What is your Thanksgiving going to smell like?
I hope that it smells like roasting squash and baking pies. I think those are some of my favorite things about Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, I may have to crash your Zoom party. And as the holiday calls for, Kim, what will you give thanks for in this most unusual 2020?
One of the things that I'm most grateful for is the increased awareness that people have about racial inequities in our community and across the country. And I think that that's a really positive thing, and really examining the history of Thanksgiving in the context of some of the changes that we need to make in this country. I think those are really positive.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and thank you so much for your time today. And as much as circumstances allow, please have yourself a happy Thanksgiving, and may you and yours remain healthy.
Thank you so much, and you're definitely invited to our Zoom party.
Thank you so much. That is Kim Baer, the owner of Slow Farm. It is an organic U-pick farm in Washtenaw County. Kim also serves as Slow Food Governor for the state of Michigan. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.